Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 155 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie is going to tell us about a recent lightning strike that hit in the general vicinity of her home. We're going to talk a little bit about my birthday. Melanie's going to tell us about a family dove hunt. We're just going to dig into all sorts of exciting things. Also, I feel like I need to point out that for some reason, the sound on this episode might make you think that we recorded it at a car lot. There's some beeping that comes from somewhere. There's a low hum. We had to record a different way than we normally do, which should not be surprising. And apparently the sound was very sensitive. So let that just enhance your listening experience. Just try to make it special every episode for y'all. But as always, we are really glad you're here. And we hope you enjoy all of our shenanigans, both funny and maybe mildly serious. So here we go with episode 155. Hey everybody, this is Sophie, this is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie, it's Big Mama.
It's taken us at least 30 minutes to get this thing going today.
Yes, it has. We're having some technical difficulties. I don't know if it's because of my, I always feel like I need to blame it on my internet. I don't know if that's the case, but it feels right.
Well, I don't know. We tried on Zencastr, so now we're recording on Skype, which means it's all one big track, which means I won't be able to edit out any noises. So I don't know what to tell y'all except just to bear with us.
Yeah, I'll try to keep my hair very still. My mic is stationary. I'm not sitting in a beanbag chair.
Okay.
But I think that what happened, okay, so I think our internet, I can't believe I have not told you this story because it was a harrowing night at the Schenkel house. So about 3 weeks ago, it was the week before homecoming. So 3 weeks ago, Caroline was at soccer practice. Perry was at a school board meeting. I was home alone. This big storm came up out of nowhere. I don't even think it was in the forecast. So like big storm, lightning storm. So Caroline was coming home from soccer. So of course I was a nervous wreck because it was the first time she's really driven home in bad weather. So I'm tracking her, making sure like so I can follow her track home on Find My iPhone. Perry's texting me and is like, is Caroline home yet? Mm-hmm. So I finally see that she's pulling up down the street. So I go out. So, you know, we have our back porch is covered. And so our back walk gets real slick when it just has rained a little bit. It just, that initial like rain just makes it slippery. So I knew she was going to come running in the house because of the thunder and lightning. And so I wanted to stay. So I was standing there to make sure she was okay. And I said, hey, don't run because I don't want you to slip and fall. And so I'm standing there. All of a sudden, at the same time, the loudest boom of thunder, like right on top of us, and lightning all hit at the same time. And like, I watched her, I saw her totally light up.
Oh my word.
Everything went dark. Like the boom hit, our power went out, everything went dark. She and I both screamed. We both just started screaming. I thought she had been struck by lightning. Like it was like, I saw the whole thing. And then all of a sudden our lights came back on. She came running to me and she was like, hyperventilating. I mean, like freaking out. It was so scary. Like all the hair on her arms had stood up. And we got in the house and we were both like catching our breath. And I was like, are you okay? And she was like, I was okay. And I was like, did it hit you? And she said, no, but she said, I felt it in my soul. She said, like, oh, gosh. I felt it in my very soul. And here's the weirdest part. She said, my Apple Watch was dead when I left soccer practice and it charged it to 42%.
Are you kidding me?
No, is that the weirdest thing ever? Like, it hit, that's how close it hit to her.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was super scary. I mean, it really was like, we laughed about it later, but I was like, that's why, because she's always like, they do these lightning delays at soccer games. I'm like, I bet somebody isn't going to complain about lightning delays anymore, because it came out of nowhere, and it was the scariest dang thing. And the fact that it hit close enough that it caused her watch to charge, I mean, it kind of scared us both straight a little bit. It was so scary.
Oh, my word.
I know, I can't believe I haven't told you that. But then, all that to say, I feel like our internet has not been working great ever since then. And I keep thinking I need to call AT&T, but you know how that goes.
Well, you'd have to call AT&T.
Well, that's the whole problem. And really, I would rather just somebody like bring me like some pedals that I have to pedal really fast to get the internet to work or something than to have to deal with AT&T. Because they're going to come over here to try to fix my internet that's not working fast. And then they're going to try to upsell me on what I need to do to my TV and my internet and all that. And it just is annoying.
But I feel like I've known you for a long time. And at no point in the whole time that I've known you have you had complete internet and television cooperation? Like,
no.
Uh-huh.
No, we haven't. And here's what I always go back to. We don't live in a big house. So the fact that they want to come and tell me that my modem can't make the internet reach from the front of our house to the back of our house.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I need you to measure. The square footage of my house is maybe 1,500 square feet. This isn't a huge feat. I mean, there are much bigger houses that manage to have efficient internet.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't know.
Well, I told Melanie before we started that this was before we had all our internet hiccups. As far as I was concerned, this could be our Festivus episode, and we could have the airing of the grievances. It's early. It's just October, but I'm ready for it. But alas, we will not. We will not ruin everyone's day and mood with all my grievances. So just say
you don't want to give us even one. We're not even going to get one grievance.
I bet you can guess one. Golly.
Oh God. Well,
this is just not a good time for me in the news. That's what I'll say. It's not a great time for me in the news. So
I'm going to tell you what you need to go do is you need to go do what I just did, which is Gully and I went to a midday showing of Downton Abbey at the theater. It was like warm cookies and a glass of milk and a nap. It was the equivalent of preschool nap time. I left there feeling so good about the world in general and happy that everything just, you know, because you're in that world for a little bit. Gully and I'm going to tell you, we were the youngest people at the theater by about 50 years. But it was lovely. It was a lovely way to spend the afternoon. I think I'm going to make afternoon movies a bigger part of my life.
Well, I do want to see it. I do want to see it. Maybe it would help. It couldn't hurt.
I mean, a couple of hours with the Crawley family is Carson and everybody is just really a good way. And something about seeing it on the big screen because everything's so big. It's like it's so real life. You know, it's just you can really admire the scenery. It was much better than just on television.
Well, I had to go get a crayon this morning. So, which I hate the dentist.
That's not like warm cookies. Yeah.
It's not like warm cookies. I hate the dentist. I have a very nice dentist. It's not my particular dentist I don't like. I grew up in an age, as did you, where going to the dentist was not like now. Like where you went to the dentist and they slung you back in a tall faux leather chair, typically green, and and just sort of jacked your mouth open and got after it. And so this is a very, like, you know, when I went back today, they had a lovely heavy blanket for me, like to drape over my legs. They give you headphones and the whole thing. But still not my favorite way to spend a morning. I don't care how aesthetically pleasing it is.
No, so I don't like people messing around with my mouth. I'm just not a fan of that. And I didn't used to hate it as bad, but you know, it was after those 2 years that I had adult orthodontia that ruined me.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's like, I do not want to go to the dentist unless I absolutely have to. I just don't like all those hands and people messing with my mouth and no, thank you.
Well, I've got to go back, about a month. I need two fillings, which that sounds fun. And then I've got to go get another crown done, but I'm gonna wait and do that the first of the year.
Wow. That's a good plan. Okay. So you just had a big week. You had a birthday.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
And you're just very young and vibrant. And
let me tell you that. Here's what happened though. I'm sorry, everyone, by the way. I'm not in my best frame of mind today, but my birthday was the same week as homecoming, which was fine. It was, you know, kind of a festive week at school and whatever. But there's just a lot that goes on. And so yeah, we had a JV game, and then my birthday was on Thursday, and then we had homecoming on the homecoming game on Friday, and then we had the homecoming dance on Saturday, which I have to go to. And so it was just jam-packed. It was just, I still am not over the jam-packedness of it all. I'm still a little, I could still do with a trip to the beach by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I could still,
yeah,
I wouldn't turn that down. So
no, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of extroverting.
Yes. My introvert is exhausted. So, I mean, in sweet ways, I don't know. I thought this weekend, I thought, what is wrong with me? Like where I honestly just don't have, I do not have the internal stamina to be in one conversation after another, after another. I just don't. Like, I don't know what that is. I don't have it. So,
no, I don't think I have it either. I mean, I don't think I do either. I think that's why I like Amazon Prime so much. You know, like I can dial in when I want to dial in, and then, you know, I need times that I can check out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's okay.
Yeah. So we have fall break that starts Thursday, and we have a few things going on, but I think it'll be good. It'll be good just to have a couple of days at home and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a little break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to take a quick, I'm going to leave for like 2 seconds because I have to go turn off my meatballs that I'm cooking for dinner because
okay,
the timer just passed. So give me 2 seconds. This is
okay,
like when I flip my ribs. Hold on. Hold
okay
on. Okay. Thank you so much for bearing with me. I had started that, and I just needed, because I needed to get that part of dinner going, or I wouldn't be able to get dinner ready on time.
I'm impressed you're cooking. I have not cooked, I cooked one meal last week. I have not cooked in a long time, like regularly and dependably. I have not cooked. Well, my oven was out, you know, for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much. This is the first night I've cooked. I think Perry cooked the nights we ate at home last week. I think Perry cooked because I think he grilled like two different nights. And then our other nights we were gone. But same, like last night I ended up going out with some friends and Perry ordered in sushi. And so I was like, I kind of need to cook tonight because we aren't going to be home tomorrow night and we're not going to be home Thursday night.
Yeah, I think we had a JV football game last night. It's every week it's two football games. So that's two nights.
Yeah,
we're just not there. Alex has church on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights. And so there's four nights where he's out. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's just mm-hmm. a weird time to try to have meals. I don't know. I thought the other day, do I just need to go to Trader Joe's and get a bunch of frozen stuff and put it in the freezer and just be like, have at it, everybody.
Yeah.
Pick your
favorite.
I mean,
kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pick something to eat. I mean, that's it. I'm like, we don't eat. I mean, and Caroline's like not home. Even the nights that I do cook, she's not home half the time for it. So I'm like, why am I cooking for Perry and me? I mean, like, who cares? Like,
So that reminds me. I feel like since Alex started driving, and mm-hmm. I don't know how you're handling this, but I mm-hmm. feel like I'm constantly putting money in his checking account.
Yes. Yes.
Constantly. Like, mm-hmm. constantly. To the point mm-hmm. that last night I thought, okay, so what's a better way to do this where I am not constantly putting money in there? Because, you know, like he'll go to eat with some friends before the get, like when they're at school, in between school and a game, they'll go grab something to eat. Or they'll go grab something to eat after
yeah.
a game. Or they'll go grab something to eat after church. Or they'll go grab, but there's a lot of going and grabbing stuff to eat. And,
yes.
And I'm not exactly sure how to manage that. I'm constantly surprised by how expensive it is.
I know. That's funny that you bring that up because I have been like, do I need to institute some sort of weekly budget of this is how much you get to spend a week? And so you can decide, do you want to go pick up that Starbucks after school? Because if you do that every day, then you don't have money. And that's the other thing is Caroline can go off campus for lunch. So then you're doing that where it's like, are you, so you're buying your lunch and then when you go out with friends to dinner and whatever. And I'm like, meanwhile, why am I over here making spaghetti and meatballs for your dad and I to eat while you're out at wherever getting mm-hmm. like a good meal? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I thought the same thing last night because I told Alex one day last week, I was like, look, this is it. Whatever you see on your balance is what has to, that's all you have between now and Saturday. Yes. And part of it is, like, he got a haircut last week, and normally I would take him to get the haircut and I would pay for that, but I put the money in his account so he could pay for the haircut. Like, so some of it's that where you're just kind of transferring what you would normally do. But, but like, I feel like I'm having to say, this has to last you until, I feel like I'm saying that a lot. This has to last you until, because it's pricey.
Yeah, it is. And they don't really, I feel like with Caroline, here is the place where I've failed as a parent. I haven't really instilled in her what a dollar is worth. You know what I mean? Like, I know there's people that are like, my kids had a checking account since they were three and they had to add and balance and whatever. That was never my skill set. So I will say this is a generational problem because I also, like the other day I was telling my dad about ship shopping and why I love it so much. And, Mimi said, she goes, well, what if you forget something? She said, I feel like I forget something. And I said, well, orders over $35 are free. So then I'll just add enough stuff to my cart to get whatever I forgot and whatever else that adds up to $35. So I get, my dad said, and that's the way economics has always worked for you. You know, like, but I was like, I'm not, it's not frivolous. I'm getting like paper towels and coffee and stuff I'll use eventually. I just don't want to go back to the store. Like, it's worth the $35 to me in future purchases. But that's, Caroline is a little bit like that because she'll make some money like house sitting for our neighbors across the street and doing different stuff. But then when she needs something, she's like, well, I'll just buy it with my own money. And I'm like, no, what you don't understand is you haven't had your own money in like 6 months. Like you've burned through that money a long time ago.
Right.
So, and then she likes to stop at Ulta sometimes and treat herself to beauty products or whatever, which there again,
apple tree.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, maybe we don't need to just on a whim go buy ourselves a $20 lip gloss. You know, like there just seems to be a little bit, well, that's one of the things we're going to have to really work on before she leaves for college.
Yeah. Yeah. The other night they had a dress up day at school where the ninth and 10th graders were dressing up like young kids and the 11th and 12th graders were dressing up like older people. And so, so Alex was dressing up like a young kid. So he went to Walmart and got him a Fortnite onesie. But then he also got him like a t-shirt in case the Fortnite onesie got to be hot. And I was like, listen, you can keep one of these things. We don't need two of these things. You don't need to be buying a $29 onesie or however much it was for a homecoming day. You will never wear this again. Like I was, anyway.
Yeah.
This is how we learn. This is how we learn. Now,
it is.
Several people have asked, speaking of Caroline going off campus for lunch, several people have asked and have wanted updates about the barista at her school and how that's going.
I know. Well, and, you know, I've seen that and I've wanted to give a thorough, and I keep meaning to ask her. I will tell you that she has yet to buy a cup of coffee at school. I do know that.
Okay.
I had heard the first week that everybody's orders were wrong. Which understandably so, but I will say that as far as I know, we still have a barista. So I mean, I will ask Caroline. It's one of those things I keep forgetting because, you know, she's only going to talk to me about a limited amount of things. So I have to choose my subject carefully. And when you're the mom of a teenager, my priority isn't tell me about the barista at school. You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to figure out other things. But I will find out a little bit more, but I think she just pretty much avoids that whole situation. Cause there again, she's going to stop at Starbucks. You know, that's for the suckers who can't drive yet, the barista on campus. She's going to go to local coffee or wherever and do that situation.
Okay.
Well, so I'll find out more. If there's more, if there's a good update, I will let you know.
Well, please keep us posted.
I'll keep us posted. So, now, and homecoming and everything was great for y'all.
Homecoming was great. We had a game Friday night that we won. That was nice. And then, and then Saturday was the dance and it was weird because Alex drove, he picked up his date in a car and took them to where they were going. But he went and he had a sweet group of kids he went with, and they seem to have a great time. Now, much to his delight, I'm always at the dances because I am sort of our go-to dress code person. So I'm always at the dances and chaperone. And so I didn't see him much at all, but they seem to have a good time. And then everybody does after parties and where they go back to somebody's house for a couple of hours. And so they did that and he had a great time. And the pants that I bought him and I will say Saturday when I got home after I bought the sport coat for him at the Belk's, I realized when I took it out of the bag that it was kind of creased, like it had been folded up in the box and nobody had steamed it before they hung it up. So Saturday afternoon, I went to Belk with my sister and my cousin Paige to get them to steam it. And so we got to Belk and I went back to the menswear and I said, hey, I need somebody who can steam the sport coat. And they were like, well, we don't have a steamer. And I was like, seriously? In the whole store? And they said, well, there may be one in alterations. And so the girl said, let me call. So she called and alterations says, well, ours does not work. Which I feel like if you're in alterations and your steamer does not work, I feel like that's a real inconvenience.
Yeah, I agree.
I might be tempted to walk down to the Bed Bath & Beyond right down the way and get me one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did. We went down to Bed Bath & Beyond and just got a handheld steamer and took it home and steamed it ourselves. So
Okay.
Or my sister steamed it because I don't trust myself in those kinds of situations. And I get impatient and didn't want to burn a hole in the jacket.
Okay.
So
I have been debating if I need to get a steamer, if that's the kind of thing, if I need to forego my iron for a steamer, if that's a better option.
I'm going to say I thought it was fantastic. I hate to iron. Mm-hmm. I try not to iron. I avoid ironing if I can. And so I don't know. I think that the steamer might be the way to go.
Okay. Well, that's what I feel like. That's kind of where it feels like it's headed. This is a weird thing about me. I actually enjoy ironing if I set up with like time to iron. Like it does not bother me to sit there. Something about it. I like the immediate gratification of like getting the wrinkles out of stuff. But it's not something I do very often. And the thing is that I like when I plan ahead to iron. What happens usually is I'm like, dang, I wanted to wear that shirt and it's all wrinkled and I don't have time to iron it, which is where a steamer would come in handy.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. Paige steamed Alex's shirt for the dance. So I just took all the pins out and then she steamed it and it was good as new. So, I mean, it was new, but you know what I mean? So, and then, I don't know. He looked great. He looked darling.
He did look darling. Yeah. He looked so handsome.
I don't know. He was in his element. So it was fun.
Yes. These kids. I know. They're so grown up.
I know. My friend Stephanie says all the time that Alex Hudson is living his best life. And I'm prone to agree with her.
Yes.
So anyway, I don't know. It's fun.
Okay. I think the thing about a teenager in general is really a lot of them, the vast majority are living their best lives. They're just too hormonal and disgruntled to know it. You know what I mean? Sometimes you want to go, kids, I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't get much better than this. You're having a lot of fun and you're not footing the bill for any of it. And this isn't a bad time in your life.
Well, I told Melanie knows this, but a couple of weeks ago, Alex, we were talking one afternoon and all of a sudden he said, well, I mean, I've got an audition on Saturday. And I said, you've got a what? He said, I mean, I've got an audition Saturday at like 11:30. And I said, an audition for what? Like, I don't know. Is there a circus coming to town? Is like, are you going on the road? I don't know. What are you auditioning for? And he was like, well, I mean, there's going to be a Billy Joel review at school. And I said, and you're planning to, and he said, well, I'm going to sing. Now,
of course,
I have heard him sing in the car. I have heard him sing at church, like the way a teenage boy sings at church, which is like, you know, to the glorious day, you know. And so anyway, but he decided he wanted to try out for the Billy Joel review because he loves Billy Joel and he had to sing Just the Way You Are to audition.
Makes me so happy. So.
Oh, well, I was going to say, my response was, have you practiced? And he said, a little bit. And do you need to get your phone, by the way?
No, I'm so sorry. Listen, this is because my teenager's texting me. This is what's happening right now. I'm so sorry. I'm going to be done in 2 seconds. I'm listening to your story. I'm having to manage. I'm having to parent and podcast all at the same time. It's a lot. It's a lot.
He said a little bit. And I was like, well, you probably should practice. And my thought is like, well, what does this sound like? I mean, like, don't go changing to try. Like, I'm like, what?
Dun, da, da.
To try and please me. Yeah. But he apparently did great and he made the review. And so now we get to see him sing, which will be a revelation to us. That's not anything that we have, but I think that's my favorite thing about right now. It was like last spring when he decided he was going to run for student government and didn't tell us, but just ran. And then like now he decided he was going to try out for the Billy Joel review and he just did it. Like those are my favorite things. The things where you have not coerced, coached, like tried to talk into, but just the places where they go like, yeah, I think I'll try that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I know. They're just figuring it out. Mm-hmm. They'll surprise you. They surprise you every day, I feel like.
So there are, I mean, he knows, I think, all the kids who are also in the review. And there are a couple of people he plays football with and maybe a couple of guys he plays lacrosse with who are also in there. And I think he'll have a blast. But I don't know. I was just like, well, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, because absolutely.
He texted us after his audition and said, I think it went well. And he said, they said they didn't know I could sing like that. And I looked at David and I said, that can mean it was really good or that can mean it was really bad. Like, you don't really know what that means when they say, I don't know if you can sing like that. But
yeah,
anyway, but he made it and he's going to do it and it should be fun.
I love it. I love it. I think that's so fun. So now when is the show?
It's in January. So a little ways away.
So he's got some time. Mm-hmm. He's got some time to prep and practice.
Don't go change it. Yeah. But, you know, my very first concert when I was in high school was Billy Joel. And I saw him actually here in Birmingham. I came over here with some friends and went to see Billy Joel at the BJCC. And so I love that his first, he's never done any kind of musical situation, you know, or stage anything. But I love that it's Billy Joel. I love that. And, you know, that was our favorite thing to listen to last year when there was a Billy Joel station on the radio. So I don't know. It's sweet for all kinds of reasons.
Yes, I love that. Well, and you can't go wrong with Billy Joel. It's like it's fun for the whole family because that is, I feel like I wore out that Billy Joel Greatest Hits Volume 1 and 2 in college. I listened to that.
Me too.
That set of cassettes, that was a regular rotation in my Honda CRX. I loved Billy Joel.
Me too. I listened to that many, many times driving back and forth to college.
Perfect music. So
I can't wait.
Okay. Well, that'll be super fun.
Y'all, I am so happy to be able to tell you about something that Melanie and I both love so much. And that is our FabFitFun subscriptions. The 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is now on pre-sale. And y'all, I cannot even explain to you what a treat and a joy it is to get a FabFitFun box at your front door 4 times a year. There are health and beauty products. There are household products. There are great accessories. Sometimes there's even jewelry. It's full-size, premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and tech products. They deliver the seasonal must-haves that we all need. So the fall box is a perfect way to treat yourself or others and get ready for what is surely the most wonderful time of year with a carefully curated box of products. I'm telling y'all, it's like Christmas 4 times a year. The products in the FabFitFun box always have a value of over $200. It retails for $49.99, but you can get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com/BigBoo. That's FabFitFun.com/BigBoo for $10 off your first FabFitFun subscription box. Y'all are gonna love it.
Well, it's been weird around here because I feel like we've had 2 weekends off from soccer, which is unheard of and never happens. So we actually went on a family dove hunt on Saturday night.
Yes, you did.
As a family. So it was Perry's birthday on Sunday. So I kind of felt like when he was like, hey, you want to go with us? I kind of felt like Perry's not one to say, like, I really wish you would go with me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I kind of, you know how you feel it, where I was like, I think he really mm-hmm. wants us to be a family bird hunt and it's his birthday. And so I'm going to go. And so I asked the important questions. It's so hot. Can I wear shorts? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times he's all about, you got to wear the appropriate stuff, the gear. And usually the ranch is not a shorts friendly environment. Because of all the whatever, but he went down on Friday. This is how I know that he really wanted me to go. He went down on Friday and he like mowed and like groomed all around the tanks so okay. that it was very golf course esque, as much as South Texas can be, so that I was able to wear shorts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was good. And then we went out, and I'm going to tell you, I probably last dove hunted, 10 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe longer. Actually, when I say that, I think Caroline was born. I don't know. I'm going to tell you that I wasn't great at it then, mm-hmm. but I could get a couple of birds. But I'm going to tell you that before we went out, he threw some skeet for me to kind of get me, you know, back on the feel of the
sure.
shotgun.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you, I knew based on the way that that skeet would go up in the air and then shatter on the ground when it landed mm-hmm. whole, mm-hmm. that I thought, I don't really know that the birds of South Texas are in danger tonight.
Right.
It feels safe for them. And so
fly free birds.
No little birds.
Caw-caw.
So,
So
he set Caroline up in her little dove seat. And then he and I went down a little bit further and we sat together because he wanted to be able to help me. And I knew that I was in trouble when he said, now, when they come in, he said, what you're going to need to do is you've got to explode out of your chair and immediately like get your eye on the birds. And I'm going to tell you that I wasn't so much as explosion is like a slow burn, you know,
yeah.
like it was
mm-hmm.
that whole, like I stood up and then it was, but I had a lot of, cause I had my hat and then my sunglasses and then my hair kept getting in my face. And then I have to wear ear pro. So I'm wearing like these big headphones over and I've decided that's like one of my biggest pet peeves is I hate wearing big headphones. Even when I podcast, like I don't like the feeling of hearing muffled voices and not being able to hear.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so he's telling me to shoot or they're coming from the house or they're coming, whatever. And I would stand up and he would be like, you're the slowest person on earth. Like, mm-hmm. what are you doing? But what I couldn't get him to understand, and I think he finally did, is I was like, I'm not really here about shooting the birds.
Right.
This really isn't about shooting the birds.
Right.
Like, it's fine. And if I get one inadvertently, but that's not really my goal. You know what I mean? So, and then at one point I popped. So he switched my shotgun out because the shotgun I was using, I was like, it's hurting my shoulder. So then he gave me this other shotgun where you like fold it in half and the empty shotgun shells jump out. And then like two of them, like they were hot and they jumped out and they landed down in my bra. And so then I'm like, jumping.
I was
like, God. So I don't really know that I'm going to be invited back on any of their future dove hunting plans.
Well,
but we had a good time. We had laughs. It was fun. I like the ranch in theory and I like it when the weather's nice, but it was so hot. And I do think I got a piece. There was one bird that I told Perry, I said, I'm pretty sure I slowed that one down for you. Like, I think
mm-hmm.
I flipped it. But like when we first got down there, which this is a hole, but like there's cattle down there and apparently some coyotes had killed a baby calf and it was in the water and Perry had to drag it out. And it's just, it's very, very Hunger Games, you know?
Oh, where it's like, that sounds terrible.
Right? Like the odds were not in my favor. I was like, I would never survive. This is way too like raw. And then like Caroline singing the Circle of Life. And I'm just like, this is a lot for me to try to take in.
Yes. This is more than really you should have to know about or endure. Like that's just, that's too much. That's a lot, as Martha would say.
Thank you. It's the wilderness. I mean, you really are. It's like, you're just down there. It's like, this is like, you know, Lonesome Dove or something. I'm like, this is why they drove that cattle all the way up to Montana.
Now,
so.
Martha did come to my birthday party.
Oh, she did?
Uh-huh, with David's brother and our sister-in-law. And listen, nobody has ever been happier to be anywhere. I mean, like,
oh, sure.
never been happier to be anywhere. And I was really, David planned a little get together for my birthday that I knew he was planning, but I didn't know exactly what we were doing. I didn't have any idea what it was going to be really. But it was very sweet and it was very thoughtful and it was really, in so many ways, I told him later, it was exactly the kind of thing my mama would have done. Like just in terms of, like there was chicken salad in little cups. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, there was a fruit tray and a cheese tray, and there was these little BLT sandwiches, and it was very, very sweet. And listen, Martha was in her element. She was just as elated as she could be to be here, and to, you know, she got to wear a royal blue pantsuit. And,
yes.
You know, just as tickled as she could be. So, so that
was everything that she could have wanted.
It was everything that she could have wanted. Even though they had to turn around and go back to Mississippi that night. So she didn't stay a super long time, but.
So anyway, but we did that. It was fun. I like going with him every now and then. I think next time I go, I will go when the weather's cooler. So there was that. And then I have been working on, you know, normally I'm all about, you know, working on my beauty products, but you know that the other thing that is near and dear to me are my sleeping habits and how
yes,
I sleep.
Yes. Yes.
My pillow situation, the whole thing. So I'm going to say that I have been on really, and I've been waiting on some of this because I really wanted to try it out, but I have been on a journey of sorts to kind of revolutionize my bed situation.
Okay. I want to hear more.
Well, so it started with, and this happened about a year or so ago, but I keep meaning to tell y'all and then I forget. So Perry and I bought a new mattress and it was not, I let him choose. I was like, you pick, it'll be fine, whatever. He got it. He was like, it's too firm, whatever. I was like, okay. So he was like, we're going to need a new mattress. Well, you know, I don't know if you know, but king size mattresses are not cheap. So I said, hey, let's try something before we do this. So I ended up ordering off of Amazon. It's called Sleep Innovations. It's a gel memory foam 4-inch mattress topper.
Oh, goodness.
So 4 inches. So significant. So that came in and it was like, it's like $150. So it wasn't cheap, but I was like, we'll try it. I'm going to tell you, it was so good that Caroline slept in our bed one night when Perry was gone. And she was like, oh, I'm going to need one of these for my bed. So like she now has one on her bed. It makes your mattress, any mattress, so comfortable. I love it so much. It comes with like the foam deal that you have to lay out on the bed. And then it has like a mattress pad that you put over it. And so the mattress pad is also padded. But I'm going to tell you, if you have a mattress that you don't love, then I'm going to tell you that it could be worth your time and attention. So that was step number one. The next step that I took was, I know that everybody talks about the, however you say it, the Milani, the microfiber sheets that you get on Amazon, and they're amazing, and microfiber sheets. Everybody loves microfiber sheets. I have bought the microfiber sheets. We have the microfiber sheets. They're super soft. They come and they're super soft or whatever. Here's what I've decided. They sleep too hot for me.
Okay.
I don't like them. They make me feel, I don't know why. I was like, they just feel too hot for me. I don't feel like I sleep good on them. And even though they're soft in the wintertime, it's fine. But in the summer, I was like, this is too hot. It feels too cozy. They feel too close to jersey material or something. And I know people say, no, they're great. They're microfiber, blah, blah, blah. That's not my experience.
Okay.
So what I decided was, years ago when I was little, my grandmother had these old, just the old fashioned, like percale sheets, like
yes,
they used to have. That's back what they had before people discovered microfiber or whatever. And so I went on Amazon and I ordered a set that came highly recommended. And I'm going to tell you, they feel like the sheets of my childhood, and they're crisp, and I get into bed and they're crisp and they almost feel kind of linenish to me. And I adore them.
What are they called?
Well, they're not called anything fancy. They're called 100% cotton percale sheets.
Okay.
That's what they're called. They are by Linen Home. We can link to them on show notes, but they're sold by Linen Home. But they, when you first get them, they feel a little, but then you wash them, but they just have like such a crisp feel to them. And it reminds me of like sleeping in a bed at my grandmother's house or something. Like, it's just the way to me a sheet is supposed to feel. Perry does not really like them that much, but I don't really care because he only sleeps on the bottom sheet and he doesn't pull a sheet over him because he sleeps with my college comforter. So right, I'm like, he doesn't really get a say in the sheet situation. He's fine. So, but I'm going to tell you, I love them. They're inexpensive. And the more I wash them, the softer they get, but they still feel really crisp and cool when I get in bed at night.
I love that.
Yes. So that, and then finally for the trifecta, I have discovered a new pillow.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I got one for Caroline and one for me because I had bought these like hotel pillows or something, and they were, I like a feather pillow. But the problem was, is that over time I was having to put two pillowcases on my pillow because the feathers were coming out and they were too pokey. Okay. You know how you get the little pieces, and so that was driving me crazy. So I found on Amazon, it's the Beckham Hotel Collection Gel Pillow. It's a luxury plush gel pillow that is hypoallergenic. So it feels, it comes in a two-pack. It feels like a feather pillow. It fluffs like a feather pillow, but it's some sort of like magical gel something.
But now, is it shaped like a regular pillow, or is it?
It's shaped like a regular pillow. It looks, everything about it is a regular pillow, but it keeps, it's, you know, on a feather pillow, like when you lay on one side and then you'll go to roll and it gets flat, like it flattens out because of where the feathers have shifted.
Yes.
This has the feel of a feather pillow, but it does not shift. Nothing shifts like a feather pillow.
I'm intrigued.
But it's also very soft. It's very soft and plush like a feather pillow and doesn't feel like one of those memory foam gel Tempur-Pedic type pillows, because I do not like that. But it holds its shape. So I'm telling you, and it came, it was the most fascinating thing. When it came, it's a two-pack. You get a two-pack for $35, so they're not expensive. It's the flattest box, and then you like cut that seal and they they grew like magic marshmallows.
Yes.
I'm such a fan. Like, I'm sleeping so good, and you know how I am about my pillows, but if you're a softer pillow type person, but you like a little bit of lift and want them to be a little fluffy, this is the pillow for you.
Okay, this is the ticket.
Yep. So that, I just felt like I've been wanting to share that because I felt like I had really been working hard to figure out and upgrade my sleeping situation.
Do you need to go get your meatballs?
No, that's Perry and Caroline are home now, so I'm good. I'm actually going to shut this door though, because now they've come in, so everybody can take care of, they can take care of my meatballs.
Okay.
So, yeah. So anyway, so that has really been that's really the biggest thing in my life right now, is just the way that I have managed to really turn the corner on all that.
That's really impressive. That's encouraging.
And it's more instant gratification because, I mean, as we know, I'm always trying new skin products, but that is a slow burn. Whereas this is like immediate, like I slept better tonight because of all these things, you know?
I just thought of something that I have not told you that I feel like is worth sharing. I got to see Jamie and Aaron on my birthday, and our friends Jamie Golden and Aaron Moon from the podcast. And
yes.
And Jamie gave me a bag full of her favorite skincare. And her favorite products. It was I can't even verbalize it. I was so overwhelmed by it, honestly.
Yes.
But it was just like some things like the Nivea cream, you know, that we have, or like a favorite lip balm, that kind of stuff. And then some like that, some makeup primers and stuff that she really likes, but that may just have to be a whole separate episode. I feel like but man, oh man, was it ever an embarrassment of riches. So
I feel like it's going to need to be a separate episode. And I feel like here's what I want you to do for us. This is what you can do.
Okay.
I want you to see which products. I want you to keep a pile of will or would buy again versus would not buy again.
Okay.
Like that's to me, I love, and Jamie does it sometimes, but I love when a fashion or beauty blogger does like their empties, or like, here are the things that I actually will repurchase.
Right.
Versus the things that like, this was a one and done, whatever. So that's what I want to know when this is all done, is like, what products are you like, oh, absolutely, I'm adding that in, or
well, you know, one
that
of the,
wasn't worth it.
one of the products she's talked about a lot is Tatcha, the Tatcha skin stuff. And yes. There's a Tatcha, I think it's a primer that's in there.
Yes,
I think
the silk primer. Yeah, I think that's supposed to be.
So I'm just, you know, I really need a day to try, to implement, to sample, all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. But I thought, what a great birthday present.
Oh, a fabulous birthday present. I almost feel like I want you to send me a list of everything that was there so I can make you a spreadsheet so you can keep track of.
Right. A Google spreadsheet. A Google sheet. But anyway, I need to put it all out and take a picture of it. But
okay, that sounds delightful. Because mm-hmm. I think the thing about beauty products, you know, it's tricky because they are not one size fits all. You know,
no.
Like everybody, so like you can have your favorites, but then that's not necessarily my favorite. I will tell you that what I actually went into Sephora and bought today for the second time was the vitamin C, the Sunday Raleigh vitamin C serum.
You really like it?
I really like it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't say this lightly, but I feel like my hyperpigmentation has faded significantly since I've started using it. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it's made a noticeable difference. So I really like it. And I like that citrusy smell. I feel like it kind of wakes me up in the morning. But I was like, that was a buy over for me. That's a do over.
That's delightful.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like, here's the thing, I need to be using vitamin C in some form, and it's pricier than other vitamin C's, but I mean, if you're going to use it, why not use a good one?
I agree. The Sunday Raleigh stuff, you know, I've made my feelings clear about it. I love it so much. It's so good.
Yeah, it is. And I like their Luna oil. I'm still using that, but I still have plenty of Luna oil because Gully had gotten me a full size bottle for my birthday. I was out of the vitamin C. I also like the Good Genes lactic acid, but I still have a little bit of that left. But I'll rebuy all those Sunday Raleigh products. They were that good.
Well, is there anything else we're missing? Anything we failed to discuss? Anything?
Not that I can think of. I'm trying to think. I don't feel like I've watched anything noteworthy on television. Football. We haven't talked about. So the Aggies play Alabama this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Hey, anybody can beat anybody on any given day.
They can, and unless you're playing a team coached by Schmick Schmaben, and then then probably not. But that's okay. I mean, it's fine. It's, you know, it is what it is. It was, the bye week was nice. It was nice to just watch a lot of football and be like, and I thought, here's the thing, you know, I always console myself during football season, like, well, at least I'm not as sad as, and so that's how I felt for Auburn fans on Saturday when they got beat by Florida, as I thought, because see, Auburn did, they had that thing. And I know that feeling where it's like, you're humming along and you're like, oh, we could be playing for the national championship
for sure,
this year.
For
like,
sure.
We could be the sleeper. Like, we're on that deal. And then boom, Florida hits and you're like, nope, not happening this year. You know what I mean? Like, we're pretty much out. I mean, not for sure, but most likely that's going to knock you out. And I thought, you know, the saddest ones are the Auburn fans today.
That's right. Well, so, I enjoyed not playing, and we play UT and Knoxville this weekend. So we'll see, you know, see.
Yeah. Yeah, at least I feel like I kind of know what to expect. I'm going to tell you the winning game last weekend for me was, I don't know if you, and you probably didn't even watch it, but the SMU-Tulsa game.
I didn't see it.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you it went to 3 overtimes. SMU was losing 30-9 going into the fourth quarter, 30-9. They had not scored an offensive touchdown the entire game. They came back with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and they tied it up.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so Tulsa's defense had some issues, apparently. So they tie it up. But here's the best thing about it, because you're not talking about two. I mean, SMU is actually ranked right now, and they're 6-0 for the first time since 1982. But here, to me, is what's so fascinating. So then you go into overtime. So I think Tulsa got the ball first. They scored a touchdown. SMU gets the ball. They score a touchdown. SMU gets the ball first for the second overtime. They fumble it. Tulsa recovers it. So all they have to do is kick a field goal. So you're like, okay, so I'm used to watching like SEC football. So you're like, oh, they've got to kick a field goal. This is about to be over. No, it's not, because this kicker had never kicked a field goal in his college career.
Oh, no. Oh, bless him.
So he misses it. He misses the field goal. But to add insult to injury, as he's kicking the field goal, one of the defenders knocks over the holder for the kick, who rolls over on his kicker and injures him. So now this Stop. Kid has missed and he's out. So then they go to three overtimes. Oh, and I know the other thing is when SMU scored the touchdown to tie it up at the end of the game, it was like, well, once they kicked the extra point, whatever. Oh, no. Their kicker had already missed 7 extra point attempts throughout the season, including one that night. So it was not a given that the SMU kicker was going to get the extra point.
Oh, my word.
And when he did, the stands went nuts. Like, it was just like, ah, like everybody's going crazy because he made the extra point. So then you get into three overtimes. Tulsa has the ball. They don't score. They bring out their backup field goal kicker, who also has never kicked a field goal in college.
Oh, my gosh.
Unfortunately, his last name was Long, which I'm going to say it was Long, but it was to the left.
Oh, no.
So he misses. Yeah, so he misses. So then SMU goes down. And I will say that their quarterback threw an incredible pass, that a receiver made an incredible grab, stayed in bounds, and they won the game. It was kind of like the Bad News Bears of football, but it was so entertaining.
Well, I miss that.
Yeah, it was kind of entertaining. It was on ESPNU. It was a late night game. It was a friend of Caroline's was at the game, which is why we were like, oh, they're actually have come back. And so we were like, let's finish watching it. So we didn't start watching it till there were like 2 minutes left. But it was worth our time. It was entertaining.
Well, I'll enjoy football even if the Bulldogs don't have an easy go of it this year. I'll continue to enjoy it.
Yes, well, there's nothing like it. I mean, there really is. Which that actually brings up what we're going to do for our October Patreon is kind of that's part of our fall favorites. And so I feel like with football and dips and all that, there are so many fall favorites.
So many fall favorites we're going to talk about on the first of our two episodes for Patreon this October. So we're excited about it.
Yes, I know. I'm putting my list together right now.
Well, and
not right now, but I've been mentally putting it together.
Yeah. And that'll be out sometime early next week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, we had to do the greeting 17 times and we,
almost lost it.
We almost lost it, but we made it. Here we are.
We made it through.
Mm-hmm.
Kadoos to us.
Kadoos to us. All righty. Well, we will talk to y'all later, everybody.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.